And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, whew, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. By the way, don't forget, you can stream the show live right now, too. You can also stream it on YouTube, so you can see inside the studio if and you so desire. But yeah, the show is streaming as we speak right now. We're all big rig. We're streaming on YouTube. We're streaming on Twitter. Where else are we streaming at?
Rumble. Twitch. Rumble, Twitch.
Yeah.
And Twitter.
Yeah.
Did you mention that one?
I said, well, X, I guess. Okay. It is. Yeah. I said, yeah. Twitter, but it is X. I got to remember that. X. I can't say that well. It doesn't
roll off the tongue.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. Like, what are you doing? Xing? I don't understand. What are we supposed to say? I am formerly tweeting, now Xing. Anyway, why don't they just change it to Twix?
Twixing.
We could call it Twixing.
Then they'll just think you're eating Twix bars.
Now I'm hungry. All right. Text lines are indeed open. John from Huntsville just texted in. Says, Phil, awesome monologue. I also want to say that Lee from Huntsville should definitely have her own radio show. Well, that came out of the blue, but hey, you just never know. Lee from Huntsville, if you're listening, John from Huntsville thinks you ought to have your own radio show. So come on, girl. Yeah, we got a full slate of stuff today. I'm pretty stoked about the guests we have. So Caroline Dobson, who's going to be calling in at 3 o'clock. Keep in mind, this is for the brand spanking new version of Alabama's Congressional District 2. We have 7 congressional districts. One has always been, well, let's take it back. One has been most recently Jerry Carl from Mobile. District 2 has been Barry Moore, who lives in the Wiregrass area down in Coffee County. And then the courts got involved and decided Alabama had to redraw its lines, had to make them more racial. We're like, what? I thought you said we couldn't make it racial. That's what we're trying to do. No, you got to be more racial now. Oh, good. It's so nice living under the Biden administration. So we had to wind up redrawing the lines. District 2, they drew, you may remember this, they drew Barry Moore, Congressman Moore, and Congressman Carl into the same district. So then the question became, okay, now what? Well, Barry Moore decided to run against Jerry Carl and see which one of those two technically incumbents would now be able to represent the newly drawn lines for District 1. Well, Barry Moore won. So he won the primary. I'm not sure that – I think he has a Democrat, but he's going to win. So Barry Moore is in the driver's seat to be the new congressman for District 1, which now runs the bottom, edge of the state. But the crazy thing is – they split Mobile in half, which has really got a lot of people uptight, because Mobile's always had, the ability to be fully represented. And a lot of times Mobile sort of drove the train on what was happening in that district because it was the biggest population center. Now, if you're familiar with Mobile, the area like downtown itself is cut in half by the two districts. So the new District 2 goes from half of Mobile up through the Black Belt into the Montgomery County area and across the top of the Wiregrass. And so we've got now two Democrats, Anthony Daniels from Huntsville and Shamari Figures, who moved back to Mobile after working for Obama in D.C. And then we've got two Republicans, Caroline Dobson, who's never run for office before, but she's running for Congress, and State Senator Dick Brubaker, who's been a member of the House and the Senate in the state legislature. Both running as Republicans. It's going to be interesting. We have basically, there's no incumbent in that district. There's going to be a brand spanking new, fresh out of the box, never been one before, congressperson coming up in District 2 one way or t'other. And you may be thinking, I live in Birmingham. Why does this matter? I'll tell you why it matters. First of all, we do not want to give away the fact that we have a strong Republican majority in our delegation. We run the risk right now of seeing a Democrat take that seat. And if you have friends that live in that district, you need to be telling them, pick one. Caroline Dobson, State Senator Dick Brubaker, both on today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Pretty excited about the slate we got on the show today. I'm going to start with Dipper number one. Oh, you know what? I got to get a text here. JT from Lacey Springs just hit a text on the monologue I just did. If you heard that story, y'all, that's the most asinine. In fact, have you got some jackassery for me over there? Hit me with some jackassery. Just. There it is. So in Seattle, if you missed that part of the monologue, in Seattle, they have a gifted school program for advanced students. And they decided to shut it down because, in their own words, it was oversaturated with whites and Asians. Except that if you look at the percentage breakdown of the demographics of the kids in the school, it pretty much was a spot-on match to the demographics of the city. So what are they trying to achieve here? Anyway, JT from Lacey Springs just texted in and said, discontinuing the school for those a bit smarter than most is another example of libs that's wanting to suppress society from improving. Well said, JT. All right, speaking of society improving, you remember the dollar menu? Okay, I'm gonna really date myself. In fact, I feel certain Big Rig has no recollection of this. The Five and Dime store. I knew it.
Nope, never.
That's what we used to call them. Used to call them Five and Dime stores, and it was Ben Franklin's Five and Dime, and that's basically meant there was a lot of cheap stuff in there. And it was I'll never forget as a kid, when we were stationed at Redstone Arsenal, and I was young, I was like preschool, kindergarten age. And right down on Patton Road in Huntsville, there was a Ben Franklin Five and Dime store. And my grandparents one day gave me $5 and I could go buy whatever I wanted. All I remember is I got a rubber bat, like a winged bat, like a flying bat. I got a rubber bat on a string and I just ran around the house with it. But anyway, $5. You can do a lot with $5 back then.
Yeah, I was going to say $5 for a kid. That was a lot.
Dude,
that was like giving a kid like 50 bucks back in the day.
You could buy a car with that. That's just saying. Put it in my college fund, you know, who knows? Yeah. No, but anyway, bottom line was how things have changed. Now, what about more recently? The dollar menu. Remember the dollar menu? Remember you can go into McDonald's and go, I've only got a couple bucks on me. Let me have a burger and a Coke. And you could do it. You could get a small drink, like kid size, whatever. Just keep refilling that bad boy, right? And a burger. It's like a snack. And just, you know.
You can get pretty full on $5.
Come on. Sure you could. $5, square you away, man. Not no mo. How about the Dollar Tree? I think you brought this up yesterday, didn't you?
$5 will get you a little sauce packet now.
Could I have a honey mustard? Those are 5 1/4. Thank you. How about the Dollar Tree, the Dollar Tree store? You heard about them. And didn't you mention that yesterday?
$1.25 now.
Yes, $1.25 store now. Mm-hmm. So Dollar Tree. All right, let's be real here. Bidenomics sucks. Bidenomics is crushing the dollar menu. Bidenomics is crushing the Dollar Tree. Bidenomics is crushing the dollar, let's be honest. So story here on finance.yahoo.com, Dateline 3 days ago. Says, if you thought Dollar Tree's move to raise their prices from $1 to $1.25 was steep, get ready for even bigger price hikes in the coming year. In a recent earnings call, the Dollar Tree executive chairman and CEO, Rick Drelling, alerted media that prices will now rise to around $1.50 on average and cap out at $7 for some higher priced items. $5 was their former cap. So the model for Dollar Tree has always been items for $1 are, proliferate the stock on the shelves. But they would typically not have anything that cost over $5. So people knew they could go there, save some money, buy some things that might be off-brand or a little different than what they get in Publix or whatever else, but they could still get some stuff they need, good stuff. The kind of you can actually use. Good stuff. It's going to cost you more. So I got this whole article here that just talks about all the advice they're giving you for how to save money. Like, buy your wrapping paper for Christmas after Christmas because you're buying it off season and, recognize that. And they're saying it, even at the dollar store, durable goods, things that, that don't go away, not perishables, but durable goods are going to go up. Why? Because they can. That's why. So if you got kitchen utensils or storage containers or things like that, just recognize those prices are about to go up and you might want to get them now. But it's really hitting the dollar chains. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little concerned that maybe they just named themselves wrong because they boxed themselves in. We're Dollar General. We're Dollar Tree. We're the Family Dollar Store. We have a dollar menu. Not no mo, you don't. You can't. You can't do it and get by. Not in Biden era. So, story here on CBS. Brace yourself. CBS. Since the beginnings in the 1950s, dollar stores have mushroomed across the U.S., sprouting up in urban and rural communities alike, but their rapid growth appears to be hitting a speed bump. Yep. Yep. Skip down here. It says Dollar Tree on Wednesday. This is in March, by the way. Dollar Tree on Wednesday said it will shutter or close down about 15% of its Family Dollar locations, leading to the closure of roughly 1,000 stores. So there's number one. The Biden era is not only making it harder for you to find things that are truly more economical, that are truly priced at what we used to always expect to be, like a dollar. Now they're actually shutting down the stores because they can't maintain the model. Dollar Tree stores are grappling with consumers who are more likely to shop around for bargains after 2 years of bruising inflation. As recently as December of 2023, Family Dollar had planned to open up more than 300 stores, but Family Dollar customers are spending less at their stores. Shoplifting is accelerating in some locations, so companies' executives recently announced they will be following through with a large number of closures. Let me tell you how quick in time that was. In December, 4 months ago, one quarter ago, they were talking about plans to open up to 300 more Family Dollar stores. Just a few months later, they are shutting down 1,000 stores. What in God's name? That does not sound like market stability to me. I don't know about you. But Bidenomics is working, man. No, sir. It's really not. Recent cuts to the food stamp program have also drained dollars out of customers' wallets, and the costs of groceries have gone up by 25%. I don't know how they can say recent cuts to the food stamp program because I don't know where they've been cut. I haven't seen any cuts. But what I am looking at, though, is the cost of groceries going up 25%. Yes, absolutely, and more than that on some items. It's ridiculous. The inflationary environment we've lived in the last couple of years has been a shock. You know, but I will look at this now and realize I'm reading a CBS article. That's why I had to caveat with the food stamps. It does not say in this state or that state. It just says, well, there have been recent cuts to the food stamp program. No, there haven't. Dollar General also, by the way, their rival, Dollar General. Okay, now keep in mind all these different stores. You got Dollar General, Family Dollar, and Dollar Tree, right? Dollar Tree and Family Dollar are sucking wind right now. Their model is different. Dollar General sets up in more rural areas. What you got?
Just Dollar General is not really the same thing, though.
No, they have a different style, but they also have a different location. Their goal is not to set up in the middle of the big city. They tend to set up in the more rural areas where there's not much competition. Mm-hmm. And so they don't tend to lose their shoppers because once they're there, there's nowhere else for people to go.
Yeah.
So they're doing okay, but they are making changes. They said that they're getting rid of all of their self-checkouts because they want people to feel a more personal experience because they're trying to make sure they don't lose shoppers. They are outperforming their rivals. All right, all that to say, what about the dollar menu? Think about it. What about the dollar menu? Like, here's a story from I picked up off a website called allrecipes.com. It was just this past December. So we're talking about what? 4 months ago. It says fast food joints like McDonald's have provided relief by offering cheap food on the go. McDonald's dollar menu was especially popular for items that sold for just a dollar each, helping to save some serious cash. McDonald's dollar menu rarely offers anything for a dollar now. They still call it that, but they're getting a lot of backlash now because they still call it the dollar menu where you look at it and go, there's nothing there but some soft drinks. How are we doing a dollar menu? Well, you can get a small fry.
I didn't know they were still calling it the dollar menu.
Apparently they are, according to this article.
It kind of offends me now.
Says the days of grabbing something for a dollar seem to be a thing of the past. Even if McDonald's states that it still offers its $1, $2, and $3 menus, one guy says, I just picked up a breakfast sandwich, nothing else. It was $6.10 with tax. McDonald's has not been cheap in the last few years. It's very bad this year. McDonald's heard the consumers, though, and they're a little concerned. So I'll end with this section and go to the break. Story out of newsforjax.com, which is a Jacksonville news site, Jacksonville, Florida. They basically point out that McDonald's CEO has been hearing the backlash about people complaining about the so-called dollar menu. This story came out in February of this year. So one guy on TikTok went and bought a burger, fries, and a drink. $16. Another video had a guy saying he paid $7 for a meal that cost him $3 most recently. A location up in Connecticut was criticized when a customer was charged $17.59 for a Big Mac combo. $17.50 for a Big Mac combo. $7.29 just for an Egg McMuffin by itself. Come on.
That's going out to eat money. That's restaurant.
Like, good luck taking your family out to eat. I mean, if all the big rigs go out to eat, what are y'all going to do? I mean, you're running up a bill at that point.
We're growing our own vegetables and eating at
home. No doubt. Yeah, that's when you go in and say, can we just have the bun and we'll take that with us? Thank you very much. McDonald's CEO Chris Kempczinski addressed the chain's affordability problem, announcing the chain will cut some prices. Okay. But right now, according to the Consumer Price Index for 2023, the price of food at home went up 1.3% in the past year. But dadgummit, the price of fast food went up 5%. That is not in keeping. You know, part of that's going to wind up being because of the demand for... So now you've got out in California, the cost of fast food's already rising anyway. Then they just added a $20 minimum wage to the fast food industry. And now you've got other states that are saying, well, we're gonna start looking at that too. Good luck with that, because what you're going to wind up having is a whole bunch of places closing down. So anyway, this News for Jack's website from Jacksonville, Florida. They went out to test the waters. They went to local restaurants. They chose McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Taco Bell on the south side of Jacksonville. Quarter pounder, hamburger, and french fries and a drink at McDonald's, $9.13. Chick-fil-A, sandwich, fries, and drink, $8.95. Single burger at Wendy's with fries and a drink, $9.79. Just a single burger. Listen, here's the bottom line. Bidenomics has crushed the dollar menu, the dollar store, the dollar general. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you what Biden says about it, though. I mean, he's got thoughts. He thinks he knows. When's the last time he went grocery shopping? I ask you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Apparently, we struck a nerve with the dollar menu. The text lines have gone explosively. So let me catch a few of these before I get back into my topic and finish up. Don't forget, by the way, top of the hour, we'll switch gears. And we got two candidates for Congress calling in. Caroline Dobson and Dick Brubaker, one after the other, calling in to give us the lowdown on their campaign, what they see happening in their attempt to be in their vying to be the Republican nominee for the second congressional district. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I quit going to the Dollar Tree the second it became the $1.25 tree. There's also a lot of items in the freezer section that are priced way higher than $1.25, so I don't really see the point of shopping there anymore. Also, 12-ounce soda cans now cost about $1 in most vending machines. Or more, bro. Or more. I forget where I was, but I like at a hospital visiting somebody or whatever. I hadn't bought a drink out of a machine. I can't tell you when. I was pretty shocked.
Like $1.75 or something like that?
Yes. Like, what the heck? Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, like, Dad, do you have a few dimes so I can get a drink? And it just, you know.
Quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam from Anderson, Alabama says, on the days I don't bring my lunch, I go to Sam's Club. Two hot dogs and a drink for $3. Wow. Cheapest lunch around. Me and my wife have a membership, but I've never been asked for it if I just grab my lunch. That works.
I've heard about the Sam's Club hot dog. Is it any good?
I think I've had one before, and I do believe they also serve pizza there, like pizza by the slice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
See, the family can go out again.
Just got to drive an hour to Birmingham.
Just got to drive an hour to get there. Kelly from Hamilton says Dollar Tree needs to change their name because it's no longer everything's a dollar, as its logo was as the store started out, and now it's no longer dollar items. I would agree, Kelly. That's what I was saying. I think they box themselves in with this name. Jimmy from North Alabama, that's just how we recognize him. Jimmy from North Alabama says Subway used to have $5 footlongs. I saw a sign for 6 inches now for $6. Yeah, everything's more expensive.
It's a dollar an inch now.
Goodness. Golly, Bob. Lynn from Madison says, so with all the Five Below stores changing to 10 Below, I don't know, are they?
No, I went to buy something there one day. It was $25.
Come on.
And that was the day I went up to the cashier. I was like, hey, this is Five Below. Why is this $25? And she's like, nah, we're changing things.
Yeah. You're five below 30 is what you are.
And I mean, I didn't hesitate to tell her. I was like, y'all should change the name of the store.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike from Harvest, Alabama says, yeah, I saw that, Mike. He was talking about the DEI thing from my my monologue earlier, that Massachusetts General is not reporting drug-addicted babies because that would be racist. Yeah, that's just, that's the most epic fail I think I've ever heard. Okay, let's leave the babies in harm's way. How about that? Jeff from Indiana. Phil, there was a brand new Family Dollar / Dollar Tree store a few miles down the road from me, 6 months old, and they closed it down. Wonder how much money was lost on that deal. No doubt, man. And he said, why would I ever go visit a fast food joint when I can go to a place like Golden Corral, eat all I can hold, and have a very diverse variety with my senior discount for lunch? I can get a drink and a buffet for less than $12.
Yeah.
He's got a point.
Thank you, Jeff, for reminding me of Golden Corral. I forgot that place existed.
You know, here around, too, you can get a great huge breakfast bar at Western Sizzlin' over Rainbow City.
Yeah.
I've been there several times. Just,
I don't know if too many people go to Western Sizzlin'.
Okay. Never mind. No lawsuits. Don't say anything. Jamie from Hartzell says, do you remember McDonald's commercial that advertised a burger, fries, and a drink and get change back from a $1? Yes. That's old. Yeah, see, Jamie, that means you and I are old people, because I think I do remember that. And then Brian from Decatur says, the Biden administration is like the one car that hangs out in the left lane backing up traffic for miles, oblivious of their negative impact on the world and just as caring. Thank you, Brian. That is a great segue to the remainder of my material. As Biden himself has said, according to an article in The Hill, he gave a speech recently. Yelled at the grocery stores for, in his words, quote, ripping people off. Went on to say, here's his quote, the cost of eggs and milk and chicken and gas and so many other essential items have come down. You know, when doing the Angry Joe thing. We've all been done to bring prices down. There are still many corporations in America ripping people off. Price gouging, junk fees, greedflation, shrinkflation. The article was on to say, as usual, what Biden says bears little resemblance to reality. Obviously, the cost of essential items has not come down. Otherwise, he would not be trying to escape the blame for it, nor is inflation over, and even if it were, its impact would still be felt. Then they point out this. What Biden likes to do is say, prices are coming down. Well, just last year, you had 9% inflation. So basically, let's say if prices went up 50%, which in some food items they did, and then they come down 10% the next year, you don't really get to take a victory lap because you're still 40% higher. That's the way the economy actually works, Mr. President. The Biden administration, the Consumer Price Index, says basically it was rising. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said inflation was rising at 1.4% when Biden took office. It rose 2.6% the next year. It went up 7.5%. Then it peaked at 9.1%, which is a 40-year high. And in December, it's still at 6.5%. In December this past year, it was still rising at 3.4%. The cost of goods is evident when you look at how it's crushed the dollar menu. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Coming up next, candidate for Congress, Caroline Dobson. We'll be right back.